Well, the morning show is pleased to welcome today from the Candor Daffodil Festival. We welcome Maria Cole. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming down here for today. And also Trisha Engelhard is here as well. Good morning and welcome.
No, thank you.
Appreciate both of you coming down. So Maria, let's jump right in as we do each and every year about this time. Tell me all about the Candor Daffodil Festival.
Well, Saturday is the 8th annual Candor Daffodil Festival at the Candor Ball Field, where rain or shine, no matter the weather, we're there. And we hope you will come too. We have 121 vendors signed up this year. There's a few more we have to put online. We have three stages of live music all day long. The Purple Lightning Band always starts the festival off right at 10. We'll have 8 food trucks. We have breweries, wineries, distilleries, even some cider. And we have a free kids area with bounce houses, a balloon man, a little kids area. We'll have alpacas and some face painting.
Sounds like a good time. And admission for this is?
It's absolutely free. Same with parking.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really, really good time overall. Now, this is not weather dependent, so this event's going to run rain or shine.
It sure will. We'll be there.
Well, who are some of your key sponsors for this year?
So our sponsors this year, our gold sponsors are Casella Waste Systems and Tioga State Bank. Our silver sponsors are Morabito, H.L. Robinson Sand and Gravel, Carol Van Epps, Boswick Auctions and Antique Mall, Williams and Edsel Land Surveyors, Warden Van Skoy, Flea Stitch and Glitz, Top of the Hill Chocolates, Hafley Connect, and we have 4 bronze sponsors as well. Mohawk Valley, Scott Smith & Son, Katie's Creations, and Home Central.
Now, you have a wide variety of different vendors that are taking part this year. And for somebody that's never been before, tell me about some of the vendors that they're going to find there.
So we have a lot of local vendors. Many of them are handcrafted. We have some that will have some direct sales. Myself, I'm even a vendor. I have soaps and chocolates. There will be socks. There's diamond art. There's Kurt's Whoopie Pies will be there. Jay's Popcorn. Thousand Island Winery will have their slush trailer. And I just got off the phone with Howard coming here, actually. They're introducing a brand new flavor on Saturday. It's orange cream swirl. We're going to be the first ones to ever try it.
It sounds like it's going to be pretty good. Now, you've got barbecue as well, I'm sure.
We do. We have T-Chill's barbecue, and we also have Pig Vicious barbecue.
Okay, so that's good as well. That's usually where I land when I start walking around. I smell the barbecue, and suddenly I just gravitate in that direction.
So. I usually do, too. And this year, to top it off, we have Ice Cream Works will be there.
Well, that's going to be fun also. Now, you've got 3 live stages that are going to run music throughout the day. And do you want to go over that lineup?
Sure. So on the Casella stage, we have Annie Oldtime, Rob Irvin, and Bob White performing. The Rita Kellogg stage is Foundry Street Band, Aftermarket, and Technicolor Trailer Park. And then the Tioga State Bank stage is Ghost Train, Friends with Benny's, and the Gritty Lowdown.
Now, each of these stages, start time is what time?
So the stages vary. The Casella stage will begin at 11. The Rita Kellogg stage will start at 10:45. And the Tioga State Bank will start at 10:30. But at 10 o'clock, we have the Purple Lightning Band begin, and they will be marching throughout the field, kicking off the festival.
Sounds like it's going to be a great time. If you're just tuning in, we're talking right now with Maria Cole and Trish Engelhard about the Candor Daffodil Festival coming up this Saturday, April 25th, rain or shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Candor Ballpark at 40 Spencer Ave and McCarty Street in Candor. Should be a great time. It's sponsored by the Candor Chamber of Commerce right there. All kinds of activities, shopping, music, and food. 120 vendors going and turning out once again for this event. Now, the big part we haven't talked about is how are daffodils incorporated into the Daffodil Fest?
So our festival, it coincides with Daffodil Days. Daffodil Days is a separate event from our festival. It's run by the Zamoyski family up on top of Candor Hill. They have a display of daffodils, which I did see online this morning. Some daffodils are starting to perk up this week, and they will be open for the weekend. So people will be able to walk around and see the daffodils. They often have volunteers go and pick the daffodils, and they spread the joy by delivering those flowers to nursing homes, hospitals, churches, to shut-ins.
Sounds like a good time overall. Now, there was a vicious rumor going around on social media that because of the frost the other day, that the Daffodil Festival was going to be canceled this year. That's just a rumor, though.
That's just a rumor for sure. By no means will we be canceled. The festival's going to go on.
I read it on Facebook. It must be true.
You just never know what you'll find on there.
We're going to switch gears here, and Trish Englehart is a musician, and she performs at the Kander Library, among other places, and her band is called Annie Oldtime. She'll be performing at the Daffodil Festival. Tell me a little bit about the band, Trish, about what kind of music you perform, and some of the other band members.
So the band got together about, I don't know, between 9 and 15, 20 years ago. We've been playing off and on. And
just a few days ago, yeah.
Yeah, so we do some traditional music, fiddle, guitar, mandolin, banjo, three-part harmonies. We've just played at the Vestal Hills Elementary School a couple weeks ago. We're starting to broaden out from the Ithaca area, and more people are getting to know us. But I must backtrack and put a plug in for the Kander Library. I do play at the Story Hour, but along with the festival this weekend, there will be a book sale. And if you come up to the book sale, which is always a big draw, don't forget to come to the Daffodil Festival, because rain or shine, we'll also be giving away children's books at that children's area.
Well, it sounds like it'll be fun, without a doubt. And oh, by the way, there is a Daffodil Festival as well. So that's
yes, exactly. We will be sending people that way. So my band is... we got our name because our middle names are all Ann. I am Patricia Ann, and Nora Ann Starr is our mandolin player, and Lisa Ann Wright is the banjo guitar player, and we actually switch instruments around because I don't have my fiddle with me today. I have my guitar.
Okay. Details, right there.
And only one voice instead of three-part harmony.
Now, so. You've released a CD, and you're also on Spotify. Tell me a little bit about the music that's on the CD.
The songs, I think there's five on there.
There is.
Three that are traditional three-part harmony. And then the one, of course, is our namesake song, which our name came from, Crawdad, which I'll perform a little bit here. We got a grant to do this sample CD a couple of years ago. So it's been a joy to have people say, do you have a CD? And then when we're playing a performance, we can actually then provide that CD to them or tell them to go to Spotify.
An extra service that you provide.
Yes, and they will find us there. Recent Longview performance was a big hit. Just wonderful to see the folks sing along with some of our old songs that we love to do. And Crawdad is one of the oldest traditional songs I grew up with back in West Virginia. So
you're just plugged right in there. Now, you mentioned meeting June Carter and the Carter family at one point.
Oh, I didn't meet the Carter family, but those are the songs that influenced my my musical evolution. When I was at West Virginia University, there was a lot of old-time music and bluegrass. I also come from a family with a brother who's 8 years older than me, and he went off and did a lot more recording and playing down in West Virginia, where he still lives.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Interesting interview with the Carter family. You do have to know, though, that June Carter did most of the talking most of the time.
Did she?
Amazingly enough, it's like when you interviewed Johnny Cash and ended up with June Carter getting most of the interviews. So that's how it went. So you're going to perform a song for us this morning. What's this called?
Oh, this is called Crawdad.
Okay, take it away.
And it is, you know, fishing season just opened up, and I was in my creek not too long ago, and I found a nice big crawdad. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole. Honey, a sugar baby mine. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back. Honey. Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back. Babe. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back. Got all the crawdads he can pack. Honey, a sugar baby mine. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole. Honey, a sugar baby mine. Well, sell my crawdads two for a dime, honey. Sell our crawdads two for a dime, babe. Sell our crawdads two for a dime. Come around and see us any old time, honey, a sugar baby mine. So you get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. Crawdad hole, honey, oh sugar baby mine. Honey, oh sugar baby mine.
Very, very nice. So once again, the band is Annie Oldtime. This is Trish Engelhand, who is performing live in studio today. And what time, Maria, are they going to be appearing on the stage at the Candor Daffodil Festival?
They'll be playing from 11 to 12.
All right, excellent. Once again, that'll be this Saturday coming up. As we start wrapping things up, once again, we were talking with Maria Cole and Trish right here from the Candor Daffodil Festival. It's coming up this Saturday, April 25th, from 10 until 4 in Candor at the ballpark at 40 Spencer Ave and McCarty Street. And what do you have, Sebby?
Oh, I wanted to tell you of what is happening in Candor that I almost forgot to mention. So the last day of business over at Hebrews Cafe is going to be the same day as the Candor Festival, the Daffodil Festival. And also, as Maria had mentioned to me, is the first day of opening season of the Iron Kettle Farm, which will be happening. And I do would like to say, I highly recommend y'all come on by to the Candor Daffodil Festival on this coming Saturday, whenever you guys are up in Candor.
All right, very nice. Parting thoughts today, Maria.
Well, come on down Saturday. We'd love to see you. It's free admission, free parking, 10 to 4, lots of vendors.
Family fun.
It's going to be a great time.
Parting thoughts, Trish?
Well, might want to wear your rubber boots and bring an umbrella.
That's good advice right there.
But bring a sense of humor and come have some fun.
If you missed any portion of this program, you can go and check out the interview at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. It's coming up on 927.